Now, do I need to be like close to the mic?
Come and see what all the hype is about.
You do what?
Tune in to the Hype 87.3.
Kinda, yeah. I just want them to hear you good. What's going on, man? It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are checking live right here at the Hype 87.3 in ATL. We got a superstar checking in. He goes by the name of M8 Soldier. Yo. I thought I told you. What's happening?
What the business is. The real is checking in.
Appreciate you being here, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You look like a superstar. You got that superstar look about you. No, I'm being serious. If I seen you walking around, I'd be like, who is that guy right there? He doing something.
Hey, I try to. You know.
Introduce yourself.
M8 Soldier. I'm from Troy, Alabama. Come from a small city. You know, I started rapping probably going on like 5 years ago, I'd say. And, I'm here, you know, I fell in love with music. It was never my first dream, but, you know, once I started doing it and getting the touch of it and really realizing who I am and what I can become, I started making music, and this will turn me who I am today.
I love it. So you from Alabama?
Alabama, yep.
Let's talk about that first and foremost. What city did you say?
Troy, Alabama.
What, on the map in Alabama, where is Troy at?
Troy on the map. Oh, we at the bottom. Like, okay. So where Montgomery at?
Yeah.
Like right below that somewhere.
Okay. So that's probably the nearest big city is Montgomery.
Yeah, Montgomery. Yeah, definitely.
Do you still reside out there? Are you in Atlanta now?
No, I moved to Atlanta like 2 years ago, you know, to pursue my rap career. So,
okay. Yeah. Take us back to Lil Soldier. You know what I'm saying? When you was a jit growing up in Troy, Alabama, What were you like? Were you a good kid? Was you getting in trouble? Keep it G.
Keeping it G. Growing up, I was bad.
What you was doing?
Hey, if I'm being real, in school, I was like a class clown. Just being bad. But as I grew older and got wiser, you know, I came away from that. But as a child, I was kind of off the wall.
Listen, get it out of your system as a child.
Exactly.
That way, when you come into your adulthood, you know, you're a professional now.
Exactly. And like I said, those moments as a child, though, I still reflect on them. Because like now, I realize how much of a man I've become. So, I don't know. It just showed me that I came a long way. Like, my mindset totally different.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Anything that you, if you could go back and tell your younger self, like if you could sit down and just have a quick conversation, what would it be?
If I can go back and tell my younger self something, I'll probably say, you know, be more patient. Mm. I feel like I rushed a lot of stuff or tried to rush a lot of stuff in my life. But, you know, like I say right now, I'm in a good place to this day. So I'm not really complaining, but I would just say be patient, you know.
That's a great one.
Nah, definitely.
We still have to apply that as adults, too.
Nah, for sure.
Because stuff I'm pretty sure I have learned, nothing comes overnight, right?
Absolutely. Nothing. Like
nothing.
Life full of hard work.
Man, it is. What were you into? Was it video games, sports? So,
So my dream was to go to the NBA. I played basketball.
You a hooper.
Yeah, I was a hooper. Like, that was my life.
What you looking like out on that court?
Oh, I was pressure. I was like,
he said he pressure.
He know, they know. Nah, but I was all right, though. Like, what I say, like, yeah, like, my dream was always to go to the NBA. Like, my whole city, that's what I was known for, like, basketball. Everybody knew me for basketball, so that's what I was into.
When did you start playing?
I started playing basketball when I was, like, probably 7, 8, like, since a youngin'.
Really?
That was my first love, basketball.
Is that something that you wanted to do, or was it something like, you know, maybe your parents got you into doing, or a little bit of both?
Well, kind of like both, because like my uncles played, so my mom was like, you're going to play sports either way, this basketball, football, baseball, like everything. But basketball was the one I like love. Like, that was it.
So you started in your single digits. Did you continue on through your teenage years?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got injured, right? So like my junior year of high school, I tore my ACL.
Same thing over here.
Just like him when I was bad. But I tore my ACL, so I came back my senior year and I played, and I ended up, you know, being fortunate to go to a junior college to play for 2 more years. And that's when I kind of started losing the love of it a little bit.
Let me ask you this. Being that you sustained that injury, and I can't even imagine the pain you went through when it happened. I'm sure it was excruciating pain, right?
Absolutely.
Did you have surgery?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you had surgery.
Yeah.
When you finally got back out on that court in your high school years, were you slick a little nervous when you first got back out there because of that injury that you might re-injure yourself?
Nervous. I wouldn't say I was nervous. I was kind of skeptical, though. Like,
dang,
am I the same player? Like, can I move? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I always had that thought in my head. But as far as, like, I went through, like, the physical therapy, so I was like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
When I get back out there, I'm not going to hurt myself again, but I was skeptical, though.
You felt your strength back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
And no more re-injuries since then.
Yes, I did.
What?
See, I know, right? Look, I don't, man, my knees like bad. I guess like it's like my family or something like that. My mama was like, you just got bad knees or something.
I got bad. I ain't got mega knees.
I injured another knee too, but it wasn't while I was playing like college ball. I'm just out bushing around and playing ball. Yeah, I got hurt again, but it wasn't that bad as the first one, so.
But it's your passion though.
Yeah,
it's
but a now passion I'm done.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done. What I'm a full-time artist.
What made you decide to walk away? Was it to pursue your career in music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, like, when I was in junior college, that's kind of when my, I wouldn't say my career started, but it kind of started gaining a little momentum. Like, I would just make songs just playing around. And just while I'm playing college basketball in junior college,
yeah,
the whole team would, like, be singing my song or something. You know, like.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, I'd be like, damn, dude, I guess the song's good, you know. But I ain't really take it with us, like, an urgency, like, oh, let's rap. I was still just playing around.
Yeah.
But the rapping definitely took away from the basketball.
Definitely. Yeah. Were you also into, like, music, you know, being a fan of it at a younger age?
Yeah, I'm a music lover. Like, regardless if I made music or not, I love music. I listen to, like, all type of music. So, yeah, at a younger age, I was definitely listening to music.
Who were a couple artists that you listened to when you was a youngin'? I mean, I know you're young now, but I'm talking like a child.
As a youngin', as a teen, artists is, like, so... I get this a lot. Like, a lot of people be thinking I'm from Louisiana. But I guess it's because I listen to a lot of Louisiana artists coming up. Like, Lil Snoop was one of my favorite artists. Mm. Like, for sure. Like, he was the first one I could, like, really go back and picture my head, me sitting watching him on my grandma flat screen. Man. Like, dang, he hard. I wonder if I can freestyle like that. You know?
Right.
Yeah, so him, Lil Fat. Like, Louisiana artists is like, yeah, definitely.
Definitely. That's what's up, man. Mm. So you're now here in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
You said you've been here for a couple years.
Yep.
How long before you moved to Atlanta were you really, like, professionally pursuing music?
Good question. I would say before I moved to Atlanta, maybe like, so let's say I graduated, then I stayed in my city. So I would say a year before I moved, well, maybe like 2 years, but really like indulged into my career, I would say a year before. That's when I was like, I got to get out of Troy. That's when I, you know, met Tyler and they was in Atlanta. So my whole goal of coming to Atlanta was like, okay, let me go be with a team who can help me do what I need to do for my career. Because like at that point, even though I had still, like, accomplished a lot as myself. And I had no team, just me, like, with my music. And so that made me realize, like, all right, I got to go.
But you know what? Me personally, I think is dope. Mm-hmm. When you start out and there is not necessarily a team, it really forces us to learn everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which is extremely important.
Definitely.
As an artist, because you don't want to get taken advantage because there's some weirdos out there, right?
Nah, facts.
You know, and then you developed an amazing team that you have around you now.
Absolutely.
Going back to when you first started, what were some of the most important things you learned as an artist that you could share?
I would say, like, as an artist, like, so let's, for instance, when I had my first, like, buzzing single, like, Destined for Greatness, I literally was, I wouldn't consider myself an artist. I'm just making music. Like, I started getting known. So when I dropped my first mixtape, I started getting known in my city for rapping then.
Yeah.
And so when that single dropped, it kind of made me realize, like, as a younger artist, take it more serious because you really never know. I would say if I took it more serious as I do now, back then, like, my career probably would be different. Man. But everything for a reason, so.
We on God's speed, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
100%. Are you a spiritual man?
Oh, yeah. Like, I pray every night. Like, I believe in God, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I came up in a church home. Like, my mama was real spiritual.
Now, that is dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I was always in church.
Ever, ever, ever any interest in tapping into the gospel side?
hey, not right now. Look.
Well.
I wouldn't rule it out. I'm a complete artist. You know, that's how I look at myself.
You heard that, right? He said he gonna put a gospel record out.
Yeah. I will, like, in the future. Hey, like, never know.
We're gonna see you at the Stellar Awards and all that.
You might have it.
No, listen, I think it's dope when you are open to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Whether you create it or you collab with somebody from other genres, because it opens you up to a whole new market.
Nah, definitely.
What other genres would you be interested in tapping into?
I was just telling Tyler the other day, well, probably another day, like a couple weeks ago, I want to do R&B. I want to do an R&B, like, EP, like, for my supporters. I feel like they'll like it.
Let me hear you sing.
Look, hey, I got it. Hey, look, when I get in the studio, they be thinking like, I can't do it. It come out.
Nah, for real. So, when you are in your zone, that's probably when you're the most creative.
No, definitely.
Let's talk about that because I'm always intrigued by every artist's creative process. First, let me ask you this. Are you a writer as in you put pen to paper?
Nah, no, I don't.
How does the creation of your music come together? You freestyle, punch in? put it on your phone.
Yeah, it's weird, right? So it's like a combination of things. Like, okay, so let's say I'm going to the studio tomorrow. I got some stuff I've been working on. Like, sometimes I'd be at home on YouTube listening to beats.
Yeah.
And I might just get on my notes and just start typing. Mm. Just listen to a beat. I might not even do it within the beat, but I listen to the beat and just type words.
So you do still have a form of writing?
Oh, yeah. It's still like writing, but not like pen and paper.
Understood.
Yeah. And so when I go to the studio, right, I never do a full song. I do, like, I put a hook together and probably some of a verse, but I go to the studio and I hit a vibe, I hit a beat, and then I just go. Well, whatever I got, I just add on to it. So that's
there,
like,
you go. Yeah. So you kind of almost freestyle it while you're there.
Yeah, it's somewhat like that, yeah.
Comes
yeah,
out more definitely. Organic that way for you.
Exactly. You know, I used to, I remember I always used to, like, put all my phone, my songs on my phone, fully sung, and go in there and read off of it. But as I got, like, more experience in the music, I'm like, nah, I don't really like it no more like that. So
right, because I don't knock writers whatsoever, but I have, sometimes you can tell when they're reading it off their phone.
Absolutely.
Their delivery is different.
Yeah. Like, I thought my engineer might have said that, like, I can kind of tell you might want to, and I start switching it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And your voice is an instrument.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you can get in there and create different sounds and just all that, most definitely.
And I feel like right now, as far as that, like, at the position I'm in with my career, I feel like I'm finding my sound, like, perfecting it. Like,
I love
I'm really
that.
Starting to like my sound. So
definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
What has changed about your sound over the years? If we went back and listened to some of the first music you recorded versus what you got now, what has changed?
A lot. Like, I'm a complete different artist now, for sure. Mm. Like, I would say back then, my music was kind of one-dimensional. Like, one tone, but I'm rapping. But people was relating to it because it was good music, and it's real music at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But now, I'm more like, I can harmonize. I can do a lot more. I'm real versatile now, I feel like, as an artist.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. I tell a lot of artists that are starting out, really, like, every four bars, you should be switching up your flow.
Nah, for sure.
Speed it up. Slow it down. Get a little melodic, because that was what makes a dynamic record.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Not to say you can't make a good record where you sound the same all the way through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like you said, now you got those dimensions to it.
Exactly.
It's probably drawing more people in.
Exactly, yeah. It grabbed the attention more of the audience, for sure.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
So you got some accolades right here. We're going to talk about them. Let's first and foremost, over 50,000 streams total.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Is that accumulatively over, like, Spotify, Apple Music, or is that on one platform?
I think it's over, like, half a million. Yeah, I got, like, over half a million total screens.
Oh, maybe. Oh, it's 550,000. I'm blind. Y'all, excuse me. Hold on. Let me expand the screen a little bit. I'm old. Don't mind me.
Good. Nah, you good.
He looking at me like 50.
I was thinking like
550. My bad. 550.
Nah, for sure.
550,000. 50,000 would still be great. That's still an accomplishment.
For sure.
But you dusted that already. 550,000. Is that accumulatively over all the platforms?
Yeah, that's like over all. That's from, like, United Masters, so they take all my screens from Apple. Spotify, wherever. So yeah, that's all, like, accumulated. Yeah.
First of all, congratulations. That's huge.
Oh yeah.
That is a major, major accomplishment.
It's a blessing.
How does it make you feel that your creation, like, it came straight from your heart, your mind, your body, your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, over 500,000 times it's been listened to. How does that make you feel, bro?
Man, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling for sure. Like, I'm blessed and highly favored. So. You know, it's like, my expectations high. Did I expect to do that? Not really.
Yeah.
Because music was never my goal. But now that I'm an artist, it's a nice feeling. But it put more pressure on me to, like, all right, now I got to go harder, like 10 times harder.
Absolutely. Because, like, whatever you do this year, you got to outdo it next year, and
absolutely.
So on and so on.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And you have a record called Destined for Greatness. That alone got over 400,000 streams.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, bro. Yeah. Obviously, that one touched a lot of people.
Yeah.
What did that song mean to you?
Destined for Greatness. You know what's funny about this song? I never thought that song would be nothing. Like, I just made it.
It usually be like that.
Yeah, that's how it be, though. That's how they say it be. Like, I just made it, and I was like, okay, I like it. But I guess the realistic, like how real the song was, like, I know people was reacting to it. It was like, it's real. They liked it, my tone.
Yeah.
And that was when I was still, like, a rookie in rapping. Like, so, like, I feel like I wasn't even a veteran or nothing then. I'm just rapping, just trying to see what I can grab people attention with. And that record just did. I honestly don't know, like, what was specific about it, but they just liked it. It was a catchy song.
It sounds like a lot of people gravitated to it because they resonated with what you were saying.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one big reason for sure. Like, I remember getting, like, man, A&Rs from Atlantic was reaching out to me about that song.
Wow.
Yeah, I had, like, famous trainers training to the song.
That is dope.
It was, and, like I said, I'm from Troy, so I don't expect none of this, honestly.
Right. Do big things popping.
Yeah, but it was a blessing, though. Like, that single definitely took me up another notch.
Within that record, what's your favorite line from that record?
from that record. And I say, probably like the hook, when you die, you got to get up off your ass. You got to go get you a bag. Like, man, when you die, you got to go get it.
That's why people resonated to it, because it's an uplifting, motivational song. Like, get up off your ass and get to it. Yeah. Stop making excuses.
Exactly.
Like my OG, Bigger, always says, stop pointing the thumb. Fact. I mean, stop pointing the finger and start pointing the thumb. Take accountability for stuff.
Definitely.
People are quick to blame other people why their stuff don't work. Nah, bro, take accountability.
Nah, for sure.
That's an accountability record.
On up to it, definitely.
Is that probably one of the most personal songs that you've written and released? Or do you have something that's just really personal and heartfelt for you?
Yeah, personal, I wouldn't say that. Like, I got some real personal songs.
Tell
like,
us, what's one of your most personal records? I always like to know this.
Up to date, my most personal record, I would say, is Little to Woo.
Yeah,
that's a song on my last project that I had released, Under the Real 2. It was a song I dedicated to my brother, and I liked it how it turned out. So that was a lot. Yeah, that's a real close song.
When it's a dedication to someone that's close to you like that, that's definitely personal.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
So the song was dedicated to my brother who had passed.
Who passed?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he had passed. So
he was in Troy as well?
Yeah, he was in Troy. Yeah,
man,
in Troy.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's difficult.
No. Oh yeah, definitely.
It's difficult. Yeah, yeah. Do you have kids?
I don't.
Not
no
yet.
Kids. No, not yet.
No little jets running around?
Not yet. Hey, not yet. I still, I'm going to live a little more till I, you know, really
there you go.
Settle down with
that's what you got to do. Get sure. all that out of you. Because once you start having babies, it ties you down.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I know with me, I'm focused on my career.
Right.
So
absolutely.
That's my main focus.
Most definitely. Let's talk about the mixtape, Only the Real. Mm-hmm. Also surpassed 400,000 streams.
Yeah.
How long was that particular project in the works?
Only the Real, that song, so I released that like around 2020, I want to say.
Okay.
So that was in the works probably during COVID. I just had been adding up songs, been in the studio, just promoting. And Destined for Greatness was on that single, I mean, was on that tape as well. So,
man.
Yeah, that whole tape just took me up. It was like a lot of buzz from that tape, so.
Definitely. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Why was it a mixtape versus not being an album?
Because honestly, like I say, so like I'm doing this by myself at the time, so I'm not even knowing how to even go about the process of doing an album or nothing.
Understood.
Like that. Yeah, so I'm just putting out mixtapes,
yeah,
just to see what I can do with my career.
Sounds like it was an album to me, though.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm just saying.
And, I mean, it can, yeah, and it can be took as that. Some people probably look at it like that's an album, like, but I don't know, mixtapes and albums is different to tell, like, 9 days, like on the album, mixtape.
Right? Absolutely, yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. So, you came to Atlanta to pursue your music career,
yeah,
you've been out here, you said, a couple years now,
2 years, going on 2 years. Now, yeah.
What brought you out here besides music? Do you have family here, friends here? Did you come solo dolo?
Oh, I definitely got family here. So my pops, he stay out here in Atlanta.
Oh, does he? Okay,
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, yeah. He moved around, but he stationed right here in Atlanta. And so yeah, I came out here because I had family out here. And then I always loved Atlanta for some reason.
Atlanta.
Yeah, I loved Atlanta. Like when I was coming as a child with my mama, I'd be like, man, I want to live there one day.
Man,
so boom. Yeah, here I am.
Facts. Me too. I'm very much your elder. I used to come out here for Freaknik in the 90s.
Oh, it was litty then.
I just watched the documentary. I was like, am I on that bitch? No. Okay. But coming out here back then made me fall in love with the city. I love the culture of Atlanta.
Yeah,
and I said
sure.
the same thing because I was a teenager when I was coming out here, and I was like, man, I'm gonna live there one day. Uh-huh. How has coming to Atlanta helped you with your music career?
Coming to Atlanta, it opened me up some more opportunities that I know for sure I wouldn't be open to if I was in my city. So it definitely gave me a lot more opportunities, opened some doors. I've been around some people, met some people, and it motivated me, like, being here in Atlanta. Like, you got artists all around Atlanta. Like, it's probably so many rappers in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
But I look at it as motivation, like, because, like, this is where it's buzzing at. Like, it's a music state, like, Georgia, like, Atlanta. So that's why I came here, because I feel like I can jump in the scene with my music and my sound. So, yeah.
That might be a mixtape title, Coming to Atlanta. Instead of Coming to America.
Coming to Atlanta.
Coming to Atlanta. That might be. I'm just saying.
Tyler, write that down.
Write that down. Jot that down on your notepad over there. Definitely. How did you meet Cash Junkie?
So I met Cash, right? I came down here with an artist from my city. His name was Kiddo. I came down here with him one weekend. He just brought me down to Atlanta. Like, I'm introduced to some people at the studio. So I was in my session and Cash happened to walk in.
At Icon?
Yeah, at Icon. Yeah, I was at Icon Studios and Cash walked in. And what's funny, me and him from the same city, right? And
what?
So we both from
what are the odds?
I know, right? It's crazy. And it's funny because when I met him, I didn't know I really had heard of Cash Junkie before because he used to rap like when I was younger, so I knew some people he was rapping with.
Yeah.
But anyway, he walked in on my session. He was like, damn, he hard. Who's this? And we just connected from there.
That is dope, man. Yeah, he's such a good person.
Oh, yeah, man. He he a big key to my career, because like he record my music, mix it, master it for me. So
and yeah. He's a phenomenal engineer.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Cash can do it all.
He's a great artist.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's a great engineer. Definitely. Who else you got with you today? Shout them out.
Oh yeah, I got Tylan with me. You know, Wonderboy CEO. I met Tylan. Really, I met him in the studio too.
Okay.
In Icons. Yeah, he walked in on my session.
Okay, dope.
Yeah, they was all just rocking with me. So like from that day on, you know, we established a business partnership, and we've been doing it. And then I got my cameraman with me, De Niro. He hard, like one of the hardest upcoming videographers.
I know he is, cause he got a Sony.
Oh yeah,
I'm a Sony girl.
Yeah, he been with me like from the jump. Like every video, my first couple visuals, like with him. So yeah,
he's one of the most pivotal parts of your career, cause he's documenting your career.
Absolutely.
That way, when you decide to make a documentary, he's gonna have all that good footage for you.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, don't delete it. Get an SD card just for him.
Nah, my boy got me. Yeah, we've been locked in.
What's the most recent visual you released?
So we dropped the last visual, Back for Revenge.
Okay.
Yeah, Back for Revenge. Yeah, go check that out. It's on YouTube. I think we got like probably 10,000 views right now. But yeah, that was a dope visual shot by him. So that was the last visual, and we are about to drop another one. So
man, yeah, for sure. When you have that good content like he's producing for you, mm-hmm. you're gonna run those numbers up.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because you've got over 75,000 views on your YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's major for an artist, and let me tell you why. Because artists, they're not constantly uploading videos, number mm-hmm. one. Like me, I'm uploading videos all the time because I got a video podcast.
Yeah.
And my interviews might be 30 to 40 minutes long, where a music artist might put a video up maybe once a month mm-hmm. or so, and it yeah. might be 3 to 4 minutes long.
Exactly.
So for you to be able to run those views up, and you're probably got some good watch hours, that's mm-hmm. a major accomplishment.
Oh yeah, definitely. YouTube, I mean, yeah, YouTube is where you can really get it popping at, you know, you get a fan base on there.
No, that is facts. Yeah, sure. What's so dope about YouTube is you don't have to subscribe to it.
Nah, you don't.
You don't even have to have the apps. You can watch it on your TV or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, it's for everybody. Like YouTube is a platform for the world, so
yeah,
as artists, I feel like definitely use that platform as much as you can.
Are you creating a lot of content? I know you got him with you, but are you creating a lot of visual content, like in the studios and stuff like that?
Yeah, you know what, I really so that's really what I've been focused on. I need to create more content and reach out to my supporters more, because you know I got a good fan base and a good amount of people who really rock with me. So I give content, but I definitely feel like I can take it up a notch and give my people more content.
It's difficult sometimes, though, ain't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, man. It's, you know, you got life. You battle with life and everything else. And I feel like, as me as an artist, I feel like you got to keep your fans entertained. You got to keep them watching and keep them ready. So it can be hard to balance, but it's the life of an artist.
Absolutely. You have to learn to be a content creator as an artist.
You're right.
Because like you said, you got to constantly feed them new stuff.
Exactly.
Because otherwise they're going to be like, oh, he ain't posted nothing in a month. Let me move on to somebody else.
Exactly. They go on to the next artist so fast in the rap game too. So that's facts.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got your Google verification.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You got your knowledge panel and everything set up on there?
Yeah, and that just happened. Like, I mean, I just Googled myself one day. I was like, dang, how did this, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did that even happen? So I guess like within their process, like I said, Destined for Greatness, it opened a lot of doors for me.
Exactly.
I was able to get verified on Spotify, Google, and stuff like
that's
that. So
dope.
Yeah.
That's what, if when you are constantly putting content out like that, mm-hmm. Google accumulates that and they create that knowledge panel. Have you went in and actually claimed your knowledge panel?
I haven't.
If you haven't, Google his name and it'll say claim this knowledge panel. That mm-hmm. way you have to, you know, log in through your email address. That way you can go in there and make edits to it and stuff if you need to.
Okay, yeah, appreciate
yeah,
that.
So yeah, so most definitely. Absolutely.
I'll look into that.
Okay, so you are also an international artist because you got streams from around the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Where outside of the US, where are you getting most of your streams from?
Man. I know, like, so I have to actually pull it up on my phone and really look and see the direct places, but I can name some off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Like, I know the UK, they rock with me a lot. Canada, I get plenty of love in Canada. Like, I had, it's so weird, man. With my career, some stuff just really be, like, shocking me. So I had an artist from Canada reach out to me, actually pay me to do a feature.
What?
And yeah,
that's
he was
dope.
Like, yeah, it's dope. And he was like, man, we like you over here. We love you over here, man. You need to come do a show.
You should.
And yeah, so it's, yeah. So stuff like that. Like, yeah. So I do got love overseas. I was telling him I need to get my passport. We need to go do something.
Listen, get that passport popping. And yeah, I tell artists, you know, look at your analytics and your statistics. Like mm-hmm. for Spotify, you can see what states here in the US and who's streaming you the most. Those are the markets you need to touch.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And that's how we utilize United Masters. You know, that's my distribution. So they showed me like the states or cities, wherever they mess with me the most. And yeah. Yeah, we got to pinpoint those.
I'm a big fan of United Masters because they actually present great opportunities for independent artists.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That United Masters is a great platform. I've been with them for a minute. I had switched up for a minute with the Distro.
Distro, yeah. They're still good.
Yeah, they cool, but I realized, like, I think I like United Masters better.
So. Right, because they present opportunities to get your music in video games, commercials, film, TV, and all that. Yeah. So is sync licensing, meaning getting your music into film, is that an interest for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And so it's funny because, like, United Masters, like, a couple weeks back, they sent me an email just offering, like, hey, sign up for the sync library. You're eligible because, like, I'm, like, one of their, like,
good for you.
Yeah, like a privileged artist on there or whatever. But
No, that's right.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, I'm a select artist on there. So you know, I get certain opportunities that I'm able to join or try to get into. So I actually submitted some music to a scene library not too long ago. So hopefully I can land somewhere, something big like that with that.
That's fire. Yeah. Going back a little bit, you had mentioned before I asked you to sing. I was just messing with you. You said you wouldn't mind tapping into the R&B lane.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
What is it about the R&B lane that kind of attracts you?
Just me now, just taking a step back, like just looking at the music scene. I see, like, so, like, the female fan base is really like,
Man, like, that's what we gets suckers for man. That R&B
for sure. Like, they love it, like, and like, that's what it's about. I feel like, as an artist, like, it's cool to have all your fan bases in general, but like, I feel like when the female is rocking with you, it gives you a whole nother, like, level. Like, yeah, because that's what your show is saying, word for word, front row, not most of the males. So,
that is absolutely right.
Yeah, and I just feel like they give me, if I do an R&B, it'll get more females maybe listen and see if they like it. Just put more ears on it.
Absolutely. Yeah, any other genres you would be interested in tapping into? Afro beats or, because that's big now.
Yeah, so like I love Tim. So like yes. I would love like if that could ever come apart one day to work and get on that type of lane, type of genre. So like, yeah, I'm definitely been listening to a lot of beats like that lately for sure.
Dope.
I want to be versatile as I can.
You have to be because it's a big world out there.
Oh, definitely.
You ain't trying to miss out on none of that money. No shmoney. We want it from every aspect. From everywhere. Period.
Facts.
Where do you want to go with your music? And what I mean by that is some people that I talk to, they want to take care of their family.
Yeah.
Some people don't care about leaving their city. Mm-hmm. Some people want to get the jewelry and the fame. What is it for you?
For me, the biggest part of music for me, like I want to get successful so I can really just take care of my people.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I really wanted to work for. And like my mama tell me now, she's like, she's proud of me. She's so proud of me. But I'm like,
I love that. Shout out to your mom. What's her name?
So Sasha.
Sasha, shout out to you, beautiful. You got a wonderful son.
Nah, for sure. But I just want to be able to take care of my people because like they've been with me the whole journey. Like she support me, my whole family, like everybody. So yeah.
Are they still in Troy?
Yeah, they are. They are. They stay.
I know
in
your
Troy.
Dad's here, but everybody else is in Troy.
Yeah, my mom and my grandma, everybody else is back in Troy. So yeah.
Shout out to your grandma too. Oh, grandmas are so special, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're so irreplaceable.
I love them. Yeah.
How often do you get back home?
I honestly don't go back home a lot.
Yeah, me neither. You're busy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, not to just say I'm putting my family to the side, but I am focused on my career. And
they understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I go back probably at holidays, Christmas.
That's me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Christmas, maybe. Yeah. Birthday, something like that.
Pop in and out. But yeah,
and that's me too. Yeah. I literally will go sometimes for 2 days and come right back.
Exactly. Like,
we're busy.
Yeah, got to get back to it.
Absolutely.
So,
and your family understands.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They do.
Do you feel like as a music artist, you're fully understood by the world? Not just your family, but the world.
I feel like. Not really, because like I feel like I haven't got a chance to really show my whole self yet. Yeah. So I feel like they don't really know what I'm really capable of or really understanding what I'm saying until they get to that point. But I feel like I'm still evolving, so eventually I feel like they will.
They gonna any misconception about you that you want to clear up?
Not much. Like I say, I'm the realest. Like in my music, so really when you listening to my music, everything I'm saying is facts. Like I never. Put nothing that I'm not in my music. So everything is 100% facts.
When people hear your music for the first time, how do you want them to feel?
I want them to come away saying, oh, he's like a legit real artist, like real music. Like, I believe everything he's saying, and like, I believe I can take his word. Like, he is who he say he is.
Definitely.
So that's the message I try to put out. Like, I'm really who I say I am.
Music is your passion.
Yeah.
What is your purpose with music?
My purpose with music, honestly, so when I first started, when I really started taking music serious, my purpose was to really touch a lot of people and motivate them to, hey, you can get up and do it. You can do it. Like that was my message in my earlier music, is motivation, like grind, get to it.
Yeah.
But as I feel like, you know, not saying I got complacent, but as I did, you know, start reaching a lot of people and a lot of ears, my music kind of changed. And now I want to like really show how great of an artist I can be.
I love that.
So yeah, my music, like, now is to show, like, I really can be that. Like, I'm that. So, yeah.
You are that.
For sure.
We definitely. Manifesting. Do you believe in manifestation?
Yeah, I do, but I believe in it, but it's like, I know action got to come with manifestation.
Work, right.
Yeah, for sure. So it's like, I believe, like, everybody's in their life. You manifest something, it's not just going to come. You still got to put in the groundwork to it.
100%. You like to earn what you do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. Want nothing given to me.
You appreciate it more when you actually work for it and earn it versus someone just handing you something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I always quote my OG. He always says, free is too expensive. Mm-hmm. Oh. I know this guy understands that because he has the camera. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it baffles my mind when people come and be like, oh, you charge for your services? Like, do you know how much you had to pay for that camera and the time to edit it and stuff like that? But it feels better when you work for it and you actually earn it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely.
What do you enjoy the most about being this music artist who you are?
What I enjoy the most is that I get the chance that I know when I release a song, I get a chance to put a message into people's ears.
Yeah.
I get a chance for them to really learn something new or whatever I'm talking about. Like, I'm giving them an experience of my life. So to know that I got listeners who really listen to me, that's really what I like the most of it.
I love it.
Yeah.
When you're not doing music, I know you do this a lot. Mm-hmm. Maybe have a little me time, right?
Yeah.
What do you enjoy doing?
I work out, so I'll be in the gym when I'm not doing music.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll be
in the gym. So important.
Definitely. I used to go play basketball on my free time, but not no more. So it's like my life is like 80% music, 20% free time, because I'm always really doing something music.
Is that gym kind of like a mental therapy for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm free when I'm in the gym. Like, I got no worries about no music, no nothing.
Man, I posted about it on my story the other day because for me, like, you know, I'm transparent. I'm 49, right? I feel like I'm a young OG.
For sure.
But I'm at that point in my life where I have to really be mindful of everything, you know, like taking care of myself, right?
Definitely.
And so I go to the gym because that's my mental therapy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I said, like, I don't understand how people don't do it. Like, how do they get by? Maybe not everybody experiences anxiety like I do, but for you and I, it's like a mental therapy.
Nah, for sure. Like, yeah, the gym, like, I always say it's like therapy, but like you said, it's mental therapy. Like, because, like, you're releasing stuff while you're working out. You're releasing your stress, whether it's anything, anxiety, anything.
All that. Like, I went to the gym 2 days ago, and before I went, I felt so anxious. I don't even know why. By the time I left there, I was like, man, I feel good.
I'll be like that too. I'll be ready to get in the gym. Like, for
right.
So.
Definitely. What else do you have in the works for us?
Man, this year, I really want to do a lot of, like, singles and music videos, you know, just and tap me into different lanes. So you never know what you could expect. I might drop an R&B single and double back and drop a soul painful single. I just want to be real versatile this year and show the world, let the world know who I really am.
Absolutely. Is there anything on your bucket list, whether it be business or personal, that you want to get done this year that maybe you haven't in the past?
This year, well, music-wise, I would say on my bucket list was for me to accomplish over 1 million screens.
Man.
I feel like I'm due for that. And
you're
like
right there.
Yeah, so for sure. I feel like if I can accumulate those numbers over years, why can't I double it and do it in a year? So that's what I motivate myself to go do for this year.
Absolutely. Anything on the personal side you don't mind sharing on that bucket list?
Personal side, you know what? I want to go to Las Vegas this year. You know, that's some of my bucket
list. That's a vibe right there. Have you been before?
Nah, I haven't.
No, you got
to
go.
Vegas. I know, right? Everybody telling me you got to go to Vegas. I had just went to New York City, right, for the first time.
It's dope. That's a vibe, too.
Yeah, I loved it. New York, like, man, it's a different vibe with that for sure.
Absolutely. The culture is completely different than it is down here, but still same in certain ways.
Yeah, it's kind of similar, but kind of different.
Exactly. That is really, really dope. You got music videos that you filmed with him. Any that's unreleased yet?
I'm actually releasing, we're in the process of shooting All Fall Down video.
Okay.
It was a single off my last EP, One of One. So we should be releasing that within the next 2 months and coming with content. I'm coming with it this year for sure.
Where does your name come from?
Soulja. What's funny, it's all right, when I was young, I used to get the Soulja Boy lines in my head, right?
Okay.
And then, like, everybody from then just always called me Soulja. So it just resonated to who I am now. But I feel like it fit me, though. I feel like that name really fit me.
Is MH your initials?
Oh, so MH, so that's Money Hungry. That's like.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's like my, like.
I love
label,
that.
Family, brothers, all of that. We've been having that for a minute. So, yeah, that's just like my group, Money Hungry.
So you have an independent label under the name as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, like. When I started rapping, before I started rapping, all of them was rapping before me. So my brothers been kind of rapping. And so I was always running. That's where Money Hunger came from, just like the rap group. So, yeah.
That's dope. How many people are involved with the movement currently?
Currently, so we have three artists right now.
Okay.
Yeah, me, that's including dope. Me. So yeah. And we all doing our thing. So it's great to see.
I love that. Yeah. I love that you're doing it independently.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Would you ever desire to do maybe a partnership or even sign if it made sense to a major situation?
Yeah, definitely if it made sense. You know, I always going into a deal, I always want to do what's best for me and gonna put me in the best spot for my family and my people. So I would never just rush and sign nothing. But if it made sense, like right now, 1 minute of my career, I'd be ready to, you know, open up to a partnership.
What would a perfect partnership look like for you?
A perfect partnership for me is let me control my career, but you market and you support me and you push me.
Boom. So, have a machine behind you, basically.
Exactly. Yes, definitely. That's the biggest thing, to get the machine behind us. I feel like it'd take me up way more.
Absolutely. It's still while you having creative control over when you can release music, exactly. How you release it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's the biggest complaint that I hear from artists that are signed is, they get frustrated because they can't drop an album. They can't release a song.
Yeah, exactly.
And they get disgruntled. So them partnerships is the way to go.
Yeah, because I would hate to feel like that as an artist. Like, you can't release music when you want to.
Absolutely.
I would hate to feel like that.
So outside of music, is there other business ventures that you're pursuing? Or want to pursue at some point?
Well, yeah, want to at one point. Currently, like, I'm really just dialed in on my music.
Understood,
because
it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's a lot. So, but definitely in the future, I definitely want to do, like, a lot of more stuff. Like, I want to have my own merchandise. Mm. I want to have, like, just a lot of business partnerships that, besides music, but it can also help impact my music. So, definitely, I'm open to doing anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have a good team around you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Let's talk to them for a minute.
Oh yeah.
Tell them how much you appreciate them.
Like, they know it. They know I appreciate them just as much as they appreciate me. So it's a partnership. We work, we do what we can do. And we're gonna try to get to where we're trying to go.
Man, that's a blessing right there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's difficult to find people who see your vision the way you do.
Oh, definitely.
And that support you. Like, definitely. They don't have to be here right now. You know what I'm saying? That's fire that you got a team around you, because like they say, it's lonely at the top.
Man, yes. And like I say, me having doing it so long by myself, you just realize, like, you need some people to help you and to open other avenues for you that you probably wouldn't see by yourself as an artist.
100%.
So, definitely.
How many songs have you released this year?
This year, 2024? Yeah. So we just did an EP. It was like seven songs?
Title of it is?
One of One.
One of One.
Okay. Definitely. So we just did that. So that's all I actually have released this year.
That's good.
Yeah. So yeah, we had like a kind of performance scene video I dropped off of that, and now I'm about to drop a single off of it. So yeah, we working. We came into the year working.
I would say you came into the year with a bang, like dropping an EP. That's big.
Definitely.
Because there's some artists that I talk to who haven't even released one song yet this year. You put a whole EP out.
Yeah, I try to stay dropping something. Try to stay working. I definitely try to, because it's important as an artist.
You have to, in order to stay in like the algorithms on Spotify and stuff, you have to.
You got
to
drop.
Constantly. Every 3 to 4 weeks, they want new music hitting those platforms.
Oh, for sure. And I feel like now, with all the artists that are trying to rap, you should be dropping probably every 3 to 4 weeks. Like,
absolutely.
That's my goal. I'm trying to drop as many songs I've ever dropped in a year this year, for sure.
Do you have a lot of unreleased music in the vault?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, like, as I said, I'll be working. You know, I might not put out a lot for the fans to see it just yet, but I got over, like, probably 25 unreleased songs right now.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's a lot for me. I know, like, most artists probably got more songs. But for me, 25 unreleased songs, that's a lot for me, so... Definitely.
Quality over quantity.
Exactly.
Because you probably got 25 bangers versus this guy over here. I'm pointing that direction because there's nobody there. I don't want them to think I'm pointing at them. This guy over here might have 200 songs, but only four of them are bangers. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The rest are throwaways.
There we go. Exactly.
You have that quality over quantity.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I try to pick the perfect song. Every time I release, I try to pick the perfect song for the moment to go out.
Right, because stuff is seasonal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, we don't want to put like a love record out necessarily like in the summertime.
Exactly.
You want to put that out maybe wintertime, early year.
For sure.
Are you going to release another EP this year? Or mostly just focusing on singles?
Yeah, it's probably... I really want to do the R&B EP this year.
Yeah.
But... I want to do so much this year, and there's so much I want to do. I really can't guarantee that I will do it, but I definitely want to release another project this year for sure. So whether it's the EP, album, mixtape, I don't know.
We want that R&B one.
Yeah.
I'm anticipating that. The ladies love that.
Nah, for sure. I'm going to tap into it. So I'm going to definitely, if I don't do the EP, I'm definitely going to release some R&B singles for sure.
Love it.
Yep, definitely.
Let me just take it to the personal side real quick, and then we're going to get into your record.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In life, what makes you happy?
In life, what makes me happy? That's a good question. For me, what makes me happy honestly, knowing that my people proud of me.
Yeah.
Knowing that I didn't, like, let nobody down with who I am. And, yeah, if I can wake up every day and be happy with who I am, my people be happy with who I am. That's what made me proud. I feel like I'm not as successful as I want to be, but I feel like success can be characterized and defined in many ways. So
100%.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like I'm successful enough to where I can wake up and be proud of who I am and my people be proud of me.
I love that.
That's what makes me happy.
Absolutely. Because everybody's journey is different.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We can't compare our... That's what will stress people out.
Yeah.
Is when they start comparing. Why am I not moving up like as fast as he is or she is? We can't do that.
You got to focus on yourself and be the best person, the best version of yourself that you can be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you an overthinker?
I do. He always said that. He know I overthink myself to death.
Like, I do too.
I'm getting better with it though, especially music wise, because I know I can't overthink with music. Sometimes you just got
to
do it.
You have to, as an artist, you just got to take that pressure off yourself, because then you fall out of love with the process of
it.
Exactly. And you don't never want to lose that passion.
Definitely.
That fire.
Definitely.
Let's talk about the record, Make 'em Believe.
Oh, yeah.
Big record, doing big numbers. What was your motivation behind this record?
Make 'em Believe. Actually, Tyler ended up sending me the beat, and I think I was just at home, and the beat just gave me a feel of like, yeah, Make 'em Believe. Like, it's time to show them. Like, yeah. So I just went into that song feeling like, yeah, I'm gonna make you believe what I'm gonna become.
I love that, because the title itself is pretty much self-explanatory. Oh, like, yeah. I'm gonna make you believe.
Yeah.
As you should, and say it with your chest down. I'm gonna make you believe.
For sure.
I love that. And you said, who produced this one?
Yeah, that one, Thugger Beats from the UK. Yeah, shout out to the UK.
Listen, the UK producers be doing it, don't
they? They the hardest. Like, I be saying that the UK producers go hard, for sure.
And that's dope that you're tapping in with them, because it opens you up to that audience, you were saying, overseas. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Like, that's why I feel like it all blends in. Like, for sure. They got the sound for the American music, but it's fire that they put their little tang on it, too.
100%.
So it's hard.
Is there a visual for this one?
For Make 'em Believe, it's not. No visual, but...
Coming soon, right?
Coming soon, man.
Coming soon. By this guy over here with the camera.
Everything shot by the shooter.
The shooter over there. Definitely. Most definitely. Anything else coming up in the works that we need to be in tune with, stay tuned for?
I would just tell all my supporters, stay tuned. I'm dropping a lot this year. I'm going to be more interactive with them. More visuals, more content, more music. It's going to be a big year, so stay tuned for sure.
Do you go live on your Instagram?
I don't really go live on Instagram. I really don't. You know, I be wanting to when I'm in the studio, but when I'm in the studio, I be in a different mindset. It's like I be so locked in. But that's why I say this year, yeah, that's definitely gonna start happening more, interacting with my fans, because I know that's a big part in it too.
Just getting on there, talking to them. People love that kind of stuff. I gotta do it more. I'm guilty of not doing that, you know, because like you said, we be busy.
Oh yeah, exactly. We be focused, but definitely, like, that's a big part. That's a big part for sure.
So for the people who want to follow your movement, keep up with you, give out your social media.
Yeah, you can follow me everywhere, MH Soulja, whether it's Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, MHSOULJA, MH Soulja, I'm everywhere.
Definitely. Do you have your own website yet?
I don't have my own website, so Tylan got a website, wonderboy.com, and I'm featured on there. So you can go on there, click my links, you can get Wardrobe, merchandise, everything. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I know throughout this conversation, you know, you showed love to quite a few people. Is there anybody in particular that you want to give thanks to, give shout out to?
I got to give thanks to God for sure. You know, I'm blessed and highly favored and blessed to be here. And it was a great conversation with you for sure.
Man,
so good vibe. So
definitely.
Yeah, that's it. And my team, you know, everybody who support me, everybody who pushed me, you know, I want to give them thanks too.
You forgot one person. You got shout out to yourself.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Boom. Pat yourself. You out here getting to it.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to.
No. Take that word out your vocabulary. You doing it.
Yeah.
You ain't trying, baby. You doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Say that big. I'm doing it.
We doing it. Let's do it.
Definitely. So we about to get into this record.
Yep.
Give us the official introduction. Let's check it out.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's MH Soulja. Make 'em Believe. You can go get it everywhere. On the EP, One of One, Apple Music, whatever you screaming on. Let's do it.
Let's go. It's your girl, Tampa Mystic. We live the Hype 87.3.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Yeah. SLP, you going crazy.
You say love to her.
Yeah. A soldier gave him hope. Yeah. Yeah. A only guy knows. Yeah. A only guy knows. Yeah. Yeah.
Niggas down talking, seen them try to play me. It ain't no what's up with me, I've been going crazy. I ain't watching in, I've been on my own ground. They don't know the shit that I see with my own eyes. But niggas can't see me, plus they wanna be me. Hey, what I done did, you niggas can't achieve it. And if anybody down, I'ma make them believe it, yeah. Yeah, I'ma make them believe it. What they chatting by, hey, I don't hear a thong. I been going hard, I'm chasing my dream. Yeah, they rap shit cool, but it ain't what it seems. I got a bigger vision, I'm plotting on the scheme. I ain't jumping this game for nothing, so I gotta win. Knocking on it, they won't open, I'ma kick it in. And I'm coming for it all, taking it down. Mad to the game, but don't get nowhere around. Niggas down talking, seen them try to play me. It ain't no what's up with me, I been going crazy. I ain't watching in, I been on my own ground. They don't know the shit that I see with my own eyes. But niggas can't see me, plus they wanna be me. Hey, what I done did, you niggas can't achieve it. And for anybody down, I'ma make them believe it, yeah. Yeah, I'ma make them believe it. Gotta stay dedicated, soldier gave them hope.
Gotta stay dedicated, soldier gave them hope.
Without this music, why I be? Only God knows.
Without this music, why I be? Only God knows.
Yeah. Hey, why you grinding, soldier? I gotta make a way. I'm staying dangerous where I'm from, you can't play it safe. You either put some on your plate, a nigga, you get eight. Hey, they been sleeping on me, I think it's time they wait. Niggas down talking, seen them try to play me. Hey, they know what's up with me, I been going crazy. I ain't watching in, I been on my own ground. They don't know the shit that I see with my own eyes. But niggas can't see me, plus they wanna be me. Hey, what I done did, you niggas can't achieve it. And for anybody down, I'ma make them believe it, yeah. Yeah, I'ma make them believe it.
I got an indicator, soldier gave them hope. Only God knows, yeah, yeah, hey, only God.